Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from R. Dean Taylor, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Charlene, The Messengers, Bob Babbitt, Chris Clark, Rockwell, and Eddie Kendricks. Well, first up this half hour, R. Dean Taylor and my ladybug stay away from my beetle right here on Motown Memories.
You walked by today, I saw you flash a smile. You had that look of love, you seemed to dig his style. He looked to me just like some cat from outer space. Skin tight suit, pointed toe shoes, his hair was flying all over the place.
Ladybug, stay away from that beetle.
How could your heart be so feeble?
Ladybug, he's not your kind.
He's so wild, you're so refined. Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that beetle bug.
Does he hold that makes your heart beat faster? You know this craze can be a national disaster. You know that I'd do almost anything for you. But if you want me to look like that guy, Ladybug, you and I are through.
Well, Ladybug, stay away from that beetle.
How could your heart be so feeble?
Ladybug, keep away from his arm.
Don't be carried away by his charms. Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that beetle bug. Oh yeah, beetle bug.
Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that beetle bug.
With Tom Fallon.
The cream of the crop.
With I've Never Been to Me, and they reached number 3 United States Billboard Pop Charts, number 1 in Canada, number 1 in the UK, number 1 in Australia, number 1 in Ireland from 1982. Charlene's full name is Charlene Marianne D'Angelo Duncan Oliver, and the song was originally released in 1977 and it only reached number 97, but Scott Shannon on radio station Q105 in Tampa, Florida, found the song and started playing it on the air. And at the time, Charlene was working in a candy store in London, and she had great success with that song. Before that, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers with Melinda, reaching number 48 from 1968. Tommy Chong was on that song playing guitar. Vancouver's with Bobby Taylor had 3 singles total, all in 1968 on the Motown record label. And we started with R. Dean Taylor, a catchy tune. Didn't chart, record, and released in 1964. My Ladybug Stay Away From the Beatle. And Beatle was B-E-A-T-L-E to capitalize on the Beatles craze that was sweeping the nation. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Coming up, the Messengers and Window Shopping. Well, the Messengers started out in Winona, Minnesota in 1962 as a high school band. Well, in 1965, the Messengers released a cover of the song called It in a Midnight Hour, originally made famous by Wilson Pickett on the USA record label, and shortly after that they signed with Motown Records. They then moved to Detroit, and they had a few releases with Motown that broke into the Hot 100 nationally, and they also toured with the Supremes. But when the Messengers signed with Motown, they could not promote or release a follow-up to Midnight Hour, because as mentioned, that was on the USA record label. Well, their biggest hit was a song we heard from in the last half hour, and that song was That's the Way a Woman Is. Interestingly enough, perhaps due to the simplicity of the lyrics, that single was even a bigger hit in Japan. Well, here are the Messengers with Window Shopping from 1967, right here on Motown.
The girls are out all over the beaches, just like peaches, sweet and ripe. You can take your pick, if you're quick. You can see they got a whole lot showing. That's cause they know one how to advertise. If you got a good line, you can find it's fun just grooving. And window shopping, just looking to find one of those sweet things I can call mine. Where you look, there's a wide selection of feminine perfections. Look around, they blow your mind, they're so fine. You're going wild like the summer flowers. I can look for hours as they're walking by. I think today I'll pick a bouquet. It's fun just grooving. And window shopping, just looking to find one of those sweet things I can call mine.
With Love's Gone Bad, and they reached number 41 on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States from 1966. Before that, Bob Babbitt and Gospel Truth didn't chart but was recorded and released in 1972, and Bob Babbitt was the bass guitarist for the Funk Brothers, that great instrumental group that virtually played on all the Motown records of the 1960s. And we start with The Messages and Window Shopping, only reached 132 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Bell. And for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, a guy by the name of Rockwell, who was really Kennedy Gordy, Barry Gordy's son, and the song is called Obscene Phone Caller, right here on Motown. Eddie Kendricks with Son of Sagittarius, and then reached number 28 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1974. Well, Eddie was the lead singer of The Temptations from 1960 to 1971 before going out on his own. And we started with Rockwell, Obscene Phone Caller, and then reached number 35 from 1984. And as mentioned, Rockwell is really Kennedy Gordy, Barry Gordy's junior son. He only had two singles on the Motown record label, both from 1984, and his big hit was Somebody's Watching Me. Well, this hour will feature lesser-known Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.